You're listening to KALW San Francisco Bay Area. I'm Kevin Vance with news from around the state. Communities across California are searching for ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 among homeless people. In Sacramento, a retired Air Force veteran is using his own Showers on Wheels program to help out. Chris Nichols has that story.
More than home cooking or even a roof over his head, Mark Lytell says a hot shower was the best thing after returning from one of his deployments in the desert. Now the former tech sergeant is offering that same comfort and basic hygiene to hundreds of people who are homeless in Sacramento.
You know, we know right now with what's going on, that's a huge thing to keep this from spreading. You know, wash your hands, stay hygienic, clean, and they can't do that out on the river. But when they come and see me, they know they've got a nice hot shower and we've got the soap for them. They got the compassion and the love that they're not getting from elsewhere because everybody's closed.
7 days a week, he sets up his silver trailer in a parking lot at St. John's Lutheran Church in Midtown. It has three separate spaces, each with a shower, sink, fresh towels, and body lotion. As people line up, Lytell even hands out new underwear and socks. When it's busy, each person gets 10 minutes inside the trailer. After each finishes, Lytell dons a painter suit, respirator, and gloves, and bleach cleans the stalls.
If it works out right, they'll all come out together, and I can go back in and clean. It takes me about maybe 3 minutes to do each one.
For 76-year-old Ray Keene, who lives on the street, getting a shower...
Makes it $1 million. It makes me feel like $1 million when I get out. It really, really helps my ego, and stress is real bad out here on the street. It really is.
For Vintage Monroe, it's about staying healthy while homeless in a pandemic.
And with the COVID-19... you make sure you're extra clean and you're not spreading any germs around.
To pay for the program, Lytell says he relies on small grants and donations. He's raised about $8,000 on a GoFundMe page. As for why he does this, he says he simply wants to help those in need.
So at least I could be here to help because I could be one of those people tomorrow. You know, I could, any of us could be. And I just want to be here to help them. And, you know, they come and get a meal, see a smiling face, you know, take a hot shower. I mean, that's the least I can do to help our community.
The help is appreciated by hundreds without a home. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
With California flattening the coronavirus curve, many are wondering when normal life could return. According to Governor Gavin Newsom, not until the state ramps up testing. Scott Rodd has this story.
California is currently conducting 16,000 diagnostic tests a day, but Newsom says the state needs to at least quadruple that number before it can start to reopen the economy.
Our goal is north of 60,000 tests a day, and that's phase one goal. That's a short-term goal. Over the next number of months, we want to have a minimum of 60,000 tests. We're hoping to get closer to 80,000.
California plans to deploy over 80 new testing sites with a focus on underserved urban and rural communities. In the meantime, Newsom says the timeline for lifting the state's stay-at-home order is open-ended. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Air quality has improved across California because of the pandemic, but a new report shows climate change played a major factor in pollution in the past years. Ezra David Romero reports.
Wildfire was the tipping point for many California cities in the American Lung Association's 21st annual State of the Air report. Major blazes like the Camp Fire caused significantly worse air. Data for the report was collected from 2016 to 2019, says Will Barrett with the group.
Unfortunately, we see the clear impacts of climate change, not only increasing our air pollution, but threatening all the great progress we know we've made in the state over the last five decades of implementation of the Clean Air Act.
The top spots for the most particle pollution in the entire country are all in California: Bakersfield, Fresno, Visalia, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Those tiny particles get stuck in lungs and can cause asthma attacks and even lung cancer. The results were similar for ozone pollution, but Los Angeles crept to number one, and Sacramento came in fifth. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.